We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects, an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Donkey up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 15th is a double donkey. It goes to a young woman from the great state of Texas. Salute to Amber Shelby. Drop on the clues bombs for Amber Shelby, rep. Right? Okay. And it goes to the Fairfield Inn in Staten Island. Let me tell you something. This is why having people on the ground wherever you go is vital. I don't care if you're in the country or you're out the country. Those reviews and pictures you see online don't always be the truth. Okay. For example, I tell people all the time when they come to New York and they ask me what they should do, I always say, go to the Pink House in Brownsville. They hear the word pink.
That's not nice.
And they hear the word pink and say, that sounds delightful. Okay? Somebody always tells them, you know, don't listen to me like Envy just did when I say that. But I still say it anyway, okay? I've been in Miami and had foreigners ask me where to eat. Now, before I say finger licking, salute to my good brother E-Class. I say, go to Liberty Square, try the pork and beans. All right. People usually tell me they don't eat pork. Neither do I. So I then tell them go to finger licking. My point is, I don't know what I'm talking about for real. Okay. I just be playing in Fairfield Inn in Staten Island. Y'all playing.
What?
Okay. See, Amber, her husband, and her two young kids booked a hotel room that had a gorgeous view of the city's iconic skyline. Well, at least it did on the website. All right. This is the epitome of if what you paid for versus what you got was a 3-star hotel room. $140 Amber paid. And I can see how this happened to you, Amber, because I looked at the pictures on the website, and we're going to put them up when this goes up on YouTube. I can see how you got, all right? But not really. The skyline, they thought they had the New York City skyline. Mm-hmm. It was actually a picture of the New York skyline printed on the window shades. So when they took the pictures of the pictures of the hotel room,
they just closed the shades.
They closed the shades, so it looks like the New York City skyline.
Damn.
When she actually opened the shades, their view was a hotel parking lot with a glimpse of a park across the road with a couple of kids in Wu-Tang Clan t-shirts. Let me tell you something. I don't even know if you can see the skyline of New York City from Staten Island in any hotel in Staten Island. Can you see the skyline of New York City from Staten Island?
You should be able to. If it's a high enough hotel, I think so. Absolutely you can.
Well, somebody from Staten Island, let me know. I know you can get on the ferry.
You can. No, you can. You definitely can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you can get on the ferry, and the ferry takes you from Lower Manhattan to Staten Island, and that provides you some good views of the downtown skyline. But even with me not knowing that, it wouldn't stop me from going online and saying, sure, you can. They have fantastic views of the New York City skyline from Staten Island. Why would I do that? Because I enjoy lying for fun. Okay, and so does everyone else. That's why the Fairfield Inn got the New York City skyline on shades in their hotel, because they're not technically lying. They never said, hey, we got fantastic views of the New York City skyline. You just assume that because of the pictures. Now, Amber said she had no complaints about the hotel. Her only complaint was that it was too far from New York City. Amber, my country cousin. I could have told you that. Check the reviews, Amber. Check the ratings. Go on Twitter and use it like Google, the way Meek Mill does sometimes. Just ask the question. Hey, all my New Yorkers, is Staten Island far from New York City? Hey, can you get a nice hotel in New York City for $100? You would have gotten a bunch of heroin addicts responding to you saying, hell yeah. And that would have been your answer, ma'am. Listen, I know we don't frequent Yelp like we should. But Yelp is the internet equivalent of let me speak to your manager. Okay, every Karen in America got platinum reviews on Yelp. They're going to tell you where you should be and shouldn't be. And my sister, Amber, you know damn well when something sounds too good to be true, it is. Mm-hmm. All right, this is something we learned back in the days of slavery. Okay, well, we should have learned back in the days of slavery, but we didn't. When you know better, you do better. We know better now. We didn't know better back then. And that's how we ended up on those slave ships. They promised us a cruise around the world. Okay. New whips, cars, new chains, jewelry, and they told us it wasn't going to cost us nothing but a little bit of work. How did that turn out? Now, let me be the first to tell you, the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, isn't always correct. In fact, the suspicion, cynicism, and doubt that are inherent in this belief can and does keep people from taking advantage of excellent opportunities. But this wasn't one of those times. Amber, you should be ashamed. Okay, Fairfield, take some pictures with the shades up, and please give Amber Shelby in the Fairfield Inn in Staten Island the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
And don't hit me up either asking me if I said what I said about slavery was true, because I just told you I like to lie for fun.
But I actually like what you said.
Which part?
The whips and the chains and how it's like the whips, the cars, the chains, the jewelry. Yo, you smart when you want, babe.
But there was no cars back then, Jess.
Yo, relax. I'm making a correlation. Like, I'm you're trying
right,
to give
right.
you a
okay,
compliment.
You're right,
you know
what?
It was dumb.
Thank
everything
you
said was dumb.
Thank you, Jess.
And even
thank
the
you.
Donkey, because I don't even think the lady deserved the damn donkey for seeing what was presented to her online. You know, that's what it was.
She could have did a little more research.
Yeah, how old is she?
She looked at the
pictures.
She's
young. She got two young kids. She's not young, but she, you know.
Because you said, my sweet country sister. I thought, ain't that what you said?
My country brethren, yes.
Oh,
country,
okay.
She country.
All right. She probably don't know. You know, she probably just.
I know. I can see how she got
pictures.
Got. That's all.
She deserved donkey for that?
A little bit. Because you can't go all the way from Texas to New York without doing more due diligence and more research than just looking at pictures online.
Okay.
$100 hotel.
How many stars was it?
Would you stay in a hotel? Three.
Three is on the cusp. Like three.
Yeah,
sometimes you go, like three.
Do read the reviews. Three. Okay.
Three in Staten Island.
Oh my God.
But I know Staten Island.
Three stars in Staten Island.
But for somebody out of town, you might not know.
I don't even know Staten Island. I don't even know like anything bad about that.
And I'm sure Staten Island has, well, three stars in Staten Island.
Three star Fairfield Inn.
A Fairfield. You said Fairfield.
If a promoter booked you and they told you were staying at the Fairfield, Jess, stop it.
Fairfield in Houston. A Fairfield in Baltimore ain't even,
But let me ask you a question, right? When we were on the come up.
Yes. I've had some good times in Fairfield.
We stayed at Fairfield.
On the come up.
Red Roof Inns.
I agree with you.
We stayed at
God.
You never
stayed
at Red Roof Inn?
Yeah, I seen it driving past. I never stayed in there.
I do stuff like that by myself, though. Not with my husband and two children.
Well, when you were young, 21, 22?
Not with my husband and two children.
Not my husband.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm sick of these two, I don't know what you're doing with your husband and your children, but that's right. BET, we'll see you on Monday. BET.
Bye, BET.
Jesus. All right. Now, when we come back, Desi Banks will be joining us, a comedian. Okay. He's on tour, and we're going to kick it with him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.